The Americas.
Mexican politics. A hospital pass. Claudia Sheinbaum's presidency will begin mired in constitutional chaos.
A boisterous emerging economy with 126 million people, a 3,140-kilometre-long border with the United States, and powerful criminal gangs were always going to mean a full entree for Claudia Sheinbaum, Mexico's first female president, who will be sworn in on October 1st. But President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, her mentor, is making it yet more daunting. In his last month in power, he is pushing through a slew of constitutional changes that will profoundly reshape Mexico for the worse. Chief among them is an overhaul of the federal judiciary, the PJF. The lower house, in which the ruling coalition now has a two-thirds majority, passed it on September 4th. So fierce was the opposition that lawmakers were blocked by protesters from entering Congress. Instead, they began voting in a nearby gymnasium. The upper chamber, in which the coalition lacks just one vote for a supermajority, may soon pass it too. The reform opens the judiciary to political, criminal and corrupt influence by deeming that federal judges, including those of the Supreme Court and electoral courts, must soon be elected by popular vote, replacing a professional system of exams and nominations. Members of a new disciplinary tribunal with power to punish judges would also be elected, ruining a potentially good idea. Other reforms will push Mexico further towards authoritarianism, something for which support has risen alarmingly under Mr. López Obrador. His next priority is to put the National Guard, which he created to supplant the federal police, under the control of the army. That would further militarize Mexico's response to crime, reduce transparency, and potentially hamstring security cooperation with the United States. Other amendments that he has drafted, but may not have time to pass fully into law, eliminate autonomous bodies, including the Freedom of Information Agency and Energy Regulator, and render commissioners on the electoral body subject to elections. A final batch affect the economy and business. They enshrine generous handouts and stop the state-owned electricity firm from partnering with private companies in transmission and distribution. They also ban fracking, open-cast mining, and imports of genetically modified maize. The fallout will damage Ms. Sheinbaum. It will dent Mexico's hard-won democracy and deter investors, just as the country is trying to woo businesses looking to relocate close to the United States. Hence the outcry both at home and abroad from academics, bankers, business people and diplomats. The peso has plunged. The reforms will undermine Mexico's relations with the United States and Canada, its partners in the free trade deal known as USMCA. Many measures may breach the deal itself, complicating a review in 2026. Mr. López Obrador cares little. He believes he is consolidating his fourth transformation to purge Mexico of rule by the traditional elites. In his final big speech on September 1st in Mexico City, the capital, he said he was leaving power with a calm conscience and touted his achievements. A handful are real, such as a boost to the minimum wage and handouts which helped lift 5 million Mexicans out of poverty between 2018 and 2022. Yet in most of his speech he sought to spin his failures. He claimed Mexico's health system is now better than Denmark's, despite 30 million fewer Mexicans having any access to healthcare in 2022 than in 2018. He boasted that murders are down, but his six-year term has been the bloodiest ever, and organized crime has tightened its grip on the country. Despite such failures, his approval rating is 71% because of his success in reducing poverty, his relentless attacks on elites, and his mantra of caring for the downtrodden. His popularity fuels his intransigence over the constitutional changes. During his speech, he asked supporters gathered in the Zócalo, Mexico City's main square, to raise their hands if they agreed with the judicial reform. All did so. It helps that he has spent 6 years railing against judges as corrupt and neoliberal. But what of Ms. Sheinbaum, who has belatedly embraced the reforms? She is in an awkward position. She has impressive credentials, yet owes much to Mr. López Obrador. He picked her as his successor and used his political base to get her elected. Hence, she is reluctant to go against him now and may continue to be until halfway through her 6-year term, when there will be a referendum on whether she should finish it, another tripwire left by her mentor. She may not even want to challenge him. She celebrated the judicial reform's progress by tweeting, "More democracy, more justice, more freedom." Still, many see glimmers of hope. Ms. Sheinbaum is reportedly concerned about some of the reforms. A plan to elect members of the Electoral Commission may be on the back burner at her request. In her time as mayor of Mexico City, she was more pragmatic and technocratic than the president and less inflammatory. Many of the people she has appointed to her cabinet are well qualified. That raises hopes she could change institutions that need it, such as the judiciary and many autonomous bodies, but in ways that tackle their real problems and do not threaten Mexico's hard-won democracy. And she could do more to spur economic growth, which has been weak under Mr. López Obrador. Come October 1st, it will start to become clear whether such hope in Ms. Sheinbaum is justified. An early test will be what she does with the constitutional reforms that Mr. López Obrador leaves her to pass, as well as her approach to secondary legislation for the ones she has to implement, which she could tone down. Many will hope to quickly see much better security cooperation with the United States. For now, Ms. Sheinbaum seems focused on consolidating her power in her party. That is sensible. Many officials are loyal to Mr. López Obrador. This will not change just because the presidential sash has been draped on her. Holding the coalition and the party together will be difficult. For months, many have debated whether Mr. López Obrador will try to control his successor or retire to his ranch on October 1st, as he has promised. Yet, even if he puts his feet up, his last blast will already have changed Mexico in worrying ways that will shape not only his successor's term, but the country for years to come.